I need about 3 volunteers. And those bushy kids right there look like just the ones to do it. Would you take those? If you did not receive, and then there's another one right over here. We need 4 volunteers. Don't want to leave anybody out. And if you did not receive one of these sheets tonight on prayer, will you raise your hand? And they're going to be sure you get one. Boy, I've got some good help. Did anybody give your track away already today? You know, one of the great ways to use those, when you go to a restaurant, you can say to the waitress, "We're going to pray for our food. Is there anything we can pray for you?" And that's a great way to get into conversation. And when you leave a track, be sure and leave a good tip. Okay? I knew a girl that worked on, had to work some on Sunday when she was going to seminary, and she said, "We always hated to see the Christian crowd coming in at lunch because they'd come in big bunches and they were loud and they didn't tip very well, so we tried not to take their tables." So we don't want to have a bad testimony in any way. I want to mention just some practical things to you tonight. You know, usually when you're in a training relationship with a person, you get to cover a lot of things that are very, very simple, but I'm not sure we ever get it covered in our large meetings where most of the people are. I hope you will, if you don't take the magazine, The Voice of the Martyrs, it comes out of Bartlesville, it's free. They suggest, if you don't mind contributing $10 a year to help for the payment, get that magazine. It has tremendous stories of the persecuted church, and tonight we're going to pray for some of those places. It's a tremendous resource. It's a great thing to read to your children, some of the stories, what some of the Christians are going through in hard parts of the world. And one of the things, another magazine I'd highly recommend you get is Billy Graham's Decision Magazine. There's some tremendous articles there, and in the last, or the one before, there's a man who spent 3 years in prison, and he's talking to America about how to get ready for persecution. Because we've lived in such freedom, but it's not likely always to be that way. Recently, the House voted that same-sex marriage would become a law. 47 Republicans in the House voted with the Democrats for that. Now, if that passes the Senate, and it's not yet been voted on in the Senate, if it passes, it becomes a law in America. It's already legal, but it becomes a law that same-sex marriage is forever protected in America. And if someone comes and wants the pastor to marry them, and he refuses to do that, there could possibly come a jail sentence. We better get ready for persecution, because it's not always going to be easy in America as it has been. You know, years ago, as someone said, we kicked God out of the schools. We kicked God out of the whole educational system. You know what kids most need in school and what college students and others most need to know about is Jesus. And yet the educational system says you can't say anything about it. The government does the same thing. And as a result of it, but the sad thing is we'd kick God out of the home in many, many homes. Divorce, men walking off, leaving the wives and children. And so a lot of people thought, well, persecution would never come to America. Well, don't count on it. I don't know if you've seen the news recently, but China is threatening the U.S. if Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan. We have pledged to protect Taiwan. We're in no position to protect Taiwan. We left a lot of equipment in Afghanistan. We've given a lot to the Ukraine. We have very weak leadership, in my opinion. That's not a political statement. It's just, I think, a fact. We're not in any position to defend anybody. And so we need to get ready for hard times that are coming. Already, there's situations in America where you have to be very, very careful what you say or you can be in trouble. Now, I want you to think about something. As we've given you some of these tracts, and I want you to know there's some more on the front row here. Come pick up as many as six. If you wouldn't, take just a big hunk of them. But if you will use them, they're here and they're available to you. And we want you to use them. But Jesus said on one occasion, he said this in Luke 4, 25 through 27, I say to you in truth, and I've often thought that's an interesting statement for him to say, I say to you in truth, because every thing he said is truth, but he's trying to emphasize something. I say to you in truth, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. He goes to bed at night and gets up during the day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How? He himself does not know. Now, when we plant seed, it has an amazing way of germinating. And he goes on to say in that passage, the soil produces crops by itself. Now, here's a man, he just sows a seed, he goes to bed, he sleeps, you pass out your tracts, you do whatever you can to witness, and you go on your way. But the seed sprouts. And he said, the soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, and then the head, and then the mature grain in the head. But when the harvest is come, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest is come. And so our job is to sow the seed. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know that we just sow our seed, go to sleep, get up the next day, but seeds sprout, and God uses it. Now, another thing I want to encourage you with. We see a nation with such tremendous needs, and we're going to learn of some other countries tonight that we'll pray for. And it's easy to get discouraged. What can we do? How we'd like to affect a large number of people, and sometimes we feel like, well, I just go to work and go home, and, you know, I don't know that I have much of an impact on anyone. Well, don't become discouraged. Jesus had something to say about that. And Mark, he said it in Mark 4, 26 to 29. And he said, but I say to, or this is, excuse me, he said it in Luke, but I say to you in truth, there were many widows in the time of Elijah when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when there came a great famine in the land, and yet Elijah was sent to Zarephath in Sidon to a woman who was a widow. Now here's the great Elijah. And when this drought came, there were many, many widows. And we know from James, when you read in James, how he prayed, and it said Elijah prayed that it might not rain. It rained not for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So for 3.5 years, it didn't rain. There was a great drought, and God sent Elijah. There were many widows in Israel, but he sent Elijah just to one. And then it goes on to say, in the time of Elisha, there were many lepers in Israel. And yet only Naaman the Syrian was cleansed. And you think about that. God knew about all of those widows. He knew about all of the lepers, but he sent his prophets to only one. And we're that way. There may be many students, and I know being at the University of Oklahoma, I walk around and I see students and I've never seen before. I know I can't reach all of them, but I can pray. And maybe one day God will lead me to talk to one of them that'll make a difference. So don't get discouraged in your life about you're not seeing massive things happen. We have a great God, and we can pray, and God will do things that we never dreamed of. Now tonight, what I'd like for us to do, if you're close to someone, maybe it's a husband and wife, maybe there's two or three of you there together, but I want us to spend some time praying. Now, you were given a sheet tonight. It has 31 verses on it. That's some thing that I use every morning in my quiet time. The very first thing I do, after I jot down the date and where I am, I look at that verse. Now, tomorrow will be the first day of August. I love to start out with this first verse, John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it'll be done for you. And I like to start the month that way. Lord, this month I want to abide in you. I know you're in me. I want you to be at home in me so that I can ask what you lead me to ask. And we don't know how to pray. The Bible tells us that. We do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit lives within us, and he makes utterances which God understands, and he leads us in prayer. You know, I have a buddy. We pray together every day on our phone, and we just pray, Lord, you lead us by your Spirit. We don't know all that we need to pray for, but will you lead us as we pray? And then on the second day of the month, I think it's 1 John 5:14-15. And then the next day, and so every day, this is a confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, we have the petitions we desire of him. So every day, those verses, I like to look at those, starting my quiet time, pray those back to God, and then get into the Word. Now, what I'd like for you to do, if you feel comfortable, two or three of you getting together, or if you just want to pray silently, we're going to spend some time praying. You know, the Bible says his house should be a house of prayer. We hear a lot of teaching, but we don't do a lot of praying. We pray some, but nothing like as much as we teach. So I want you just to bow your head. I want to tell you about some countries I want you to pray for. Now, you may pray the same thing for some of these countries, but you ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. And if two or three of you are praying together, pray quietly so you don't disturb the others. And I want you to pray, and I'll give you some time, tell you about a country. We'll pray for that country. And then after a few minutes, we'll move on to another one. Tonight, I want us to pray for Japan. There are about 123 million people in Japan. There's 1 to 2% Christians. You know, it's interesting. 3 days before, we were praying for Japan for 3 days, and John and I were praying, God send laborers to Japan. The very next day, I was talking with a fellow that I knew in Florida about coming to a BSU position, and he said, well, I won't be doing that. He said, my wife and I just decided we're going to Japan as missionaries. The International Mission Board will not pay your salary unless it's a church planting position. So they're going to start in August to raise their support, plan to go be in language school for 2 years and give their life trying to reach students. He said the country's about 1% Christian, but they say on the college campus about 2% are Christians. Now, when you think about that, if you had 100 people here, maybe one or two of them would be going to heaven. And usually when it lists the Christians in a country, it also includes the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and so a lot even of those 2% might not really know the Lord. And so I want you to just bow your head where you are and take a few minutes and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you as you pray for Japan. Now, you'll only have 2 or 3 minutes to pray for each country. Lord, you've heard the many prayers. We pray you would do a work there and answer prayers. I want you to pray for Libya. In Africa, there are 8 million people, and 97% of them are Muslims. There's 3 kinds of persecution. One from the government, and that's hard. But there's another persecution that the missionaries tell us is even worse, and that's where their families and friends, or their workplace and friends are against them. But the hardest persecution of all is where your family turns against you. And in many of these Muslim countries, when a person becomes a Christian, their family turns against them. And sometimes they're kicked out of their homes, persecuted, and some even killed. 97% Muslims in Libya. Would you pray for Libya? Father, you've heard our prayers for Libya. Do a mighty work there for your honor and glory. And now let's pray for Mali in Africa. 16 million people, 87% Muslim, less than 2% of them are Christians. Mali, Africa. Father, you've heard our prayers from Mali. And we said in America, but we can have an influence there because we know you're a God-hearing God. And Father, we want to pray for China, 1.4 billion people. And about 3% of them are Christians. We thank God for what Jim and Jerry White did, Bill and Pam Kennedy, and for the long history of how this church has ministered to Chinese students. And many have become Christians, and they've written home, and others have traveled. Go back home, and some of their families have become Christians. Lord, you know wherever one of them is, and we pray you'd strengthen them. Now pray as the Spirit leads you as you pray for China. Let's pray for Bangladesh, 185 million people, mostly Muslim, with only about 3% that are Christians. 185 million people in Bangladesh. Pray for Algeria and Africa, 41 million people, 97% Muslims. pray for the country of India, 1.4 billion people, less than 4% are Christian. Can you imagine? 1.4 billion people, less than 4 out of 100 are Christian, mostly Hindu, worshiping idols. Pray for Pakistan, 230 million. 96% of them are Muslims. Less than 2% are Christians. 230 million people in Pakistan. Pray for Kazakhstan. In 1989 in Kazakhstan, there were 46 mosques. But Saudi Arabia, Iran, the Muslim world started pouring money in there, sending missionaries. Today, there are 2,300 mosques. It's gone from 46 in 1989 to 2,300 today, as they're trying to win that nation to the Muslim faith, and it's largely Muslim today. So pray for Kazakhstan, one of the countries that broke away from Russia. Let's pray for Nigeria especially. We have many, even Baptist churches in the south, but in the north, The Muslims dominate. Tremendous persecution for the Christians. Sometimes they've even come in and said, we want your home if you're here. This time next week, you will be killed. The government does nothing about it because it's largely Muslim. Christians in northern Nigeria are facing very, very hard times. Let's pray for them. Father, you've heard every prayer as we've prayed for these nations. Lord, many prayers have been offered for strength for those being persecuted, those in prison, those that have lost their homes. Lord, we pray for Christians to be bold in their witness, for them to stand firm in their persecution, because we know that soon we'll all be with the Lord. They're going to die someday anyway, so help them to stand firm and not deny you. Give them wisdom as to who to share with, when to share, how to share. Lord, we pray that you'll raise up laborers in those countries and do a mighty work. And now, Father, we want to give time praying for our own country. I'd like to take the next several minutes and you pray for America. Everything you think of, the Holy Spirit would lead you to pray for as we pray for America. I'm going to give you a little more time to pray for America. Then I'll dismiss us in prayer and we'll go in for fellowship and to eat. Father, we thank you for the country which we're fortunate enough to live in, where we've had such freedom, where we can meet to pray and not worry about somebody bursting through the doors and telling us we can't do that. Father, would you help us to do what we need to be doing, to do everything we can to see that Jesus Christ is honored in this country. You said in your word, righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. God, I pray that we could do all that we could do to help this to be a righteous nation, honoring you. Father, we pray for our leadership. Lord, would you do a work to give us leaders who will follow you? This election coming up in November, Lord, I pray you'll put in place those that need to be there. And Father, it grieves us that now a Christian can run, but he has to have money. And Father, to get money for ads and all of those things. And we just pray that you'll put in the leadership who's needed, that you'll raise up a man to be our president, who'll be a God-fearing man, who'll call Congress and others to pray together. Father, we'd love to see you send a great revival in this country. But Lord, it may be that we have to go through hard times first. We see how Israel turned away from you again and again. And when they got in real trouble, they prayed and you delivered them. Father, give us other chances in America to be what we ought to be. And we thank you for this country. And thank you for the prayers that we've prayed for these other nations, and bring these people to our mind that all through the day you tell us to pray without ceasing. We can be praying for missionaries, praying for people around this world. Help us to be a church, Lord, that has a world on their heart. As Paul wrote in Romans 9, 1 through 3, he said, I have great heaviness and continual. He said, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bears me witness in the Holy Spirit. I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren according to the flesh. And Paul had such a burden. He said, Lord, I'm willing even for you to cast me aside if you would just save Israel. And then in the next chapter, he said, my prayer and desire for Israel is that they might be saved. Father, give us a burden for this world. Use Trinity Baptist Church. We thank you for what you've already done, what you've done in the past, what you're doing now. But Father, help us to be all that you want us to be. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I believe it's going to be on the screen. You can go to Operation World. You can get it on your phone. And every day it will give you one of these countries to pray for. You can pray for every nation in the world through the year. And so I'd suggest it's free. It's called Operation World. Now, as I mentioned, there are other tracks down here. If you'll use them, come get, say, a half a dozen, so there'll be enough for people to use. I keep some in our car pocket, in our door, so that I never get anywhere and think, oh, I wish I had a track. I try to load up every morning with a track, one in Spanish, one in English, so wherever I go, I'm prepared. Keep some in your car pocket. We're going to be ordering the Billy Graham tracks. You know, I told you about Matt today. I called Matt this afternoon. I said, how much are those Billy Graham tracks? He said, I don't know. Last time I ordered, I ordered 6,000 of them. I have a buddy. When we were in Texas A&M together, he became a Christian. He lives in Tyler, Texas. I talked to him. He said, I give out 1,000 tracks a year. I get 1,000 tracks, and that's my goal. He said, I go to Walmart, and I want to know where something is. He said, maybe I know about where it is, but he said that I don't go there. He said, I found one of the clerks. And I say, could you show me where something is? And she'll walk me over, and that's exactly what he wants. He gets her over there, and he begins to talk to her about the Lord. Find ways to witness, and feel free to come get these tracts, and I hope you'll prayerfully give them to people. Now, Father, thank you for our time together. Bless our time as we go in to fellowship, to eat together. We are so grateful for this church. And Father, for what you've done in our lives, we thank you.